Nolte, Straight People Excluded from West Hollywood Guaranteed Income Program. By John Nolte on March 10, 2022. The city of West Hollywood is launching a guaranteed income program that excludes straight people. Here are the guidelines as laid out by the city government's website. Community members who are interested in applying for the West Hollywood pilot for guaranteed income must reside in the city of West Hollywood, be 50 years or older, identify as LGBTQIA, and have an individual income of $41,400 or less. So if you are straight, if you are not a member of LGBTQIA, and I have no idea what half those letters mean, you should not bother to apply to receive unconditional monthly $1,000 payments from April 2022 through September 2023. More. The City of West Hollywood, in collaboration with nonprofit partner, National Council of Jewish Women/LA, will open applications for the first pilot project for guaranteed income in the nation aimed at evaluating the impact of cash payments on the financial stability and quality of life of LGBTQIA older adults. Guaranteed income is a direct and regular cash payment, no strings attached, provided to a specific group of people for a designated time. Guaranteed income pilots are a way to test the impact of these payments, while also providing a service to help financially stabilize community members and learn information to help create future, evidence-based policies and programs. This is a government program. This is the government openly discriminating in favor of the alphabet people. So no matter how old or destitute you are excluded from this program solely based on your sexual orientation. Imagine living in a city where people, based only on their sexual lifestyle, make more money than you, enjoy a better standard of living than you, and qualify for this additional income when you don't. "We just want to get married," they said. "We just wanted to be treated like everyone else," they said. "We just want to be left alone," they said. And look at the Pandora's box that is now wide open. Leftists are openly sexualizing public school kids. Libraries are holding drag queen story hours. Mentally ill men in skirts are sharing locker rooms with your daughter. And now this sexual supremacism is being validated by a city government. The idea that a government-sponsored welfare program would be based on your sexual choices instead of your basic human needs would have been unthinkable 10 years ago. The city's reasoning for this discrimination is nothing short of a full-blown lie. The city of West Hollywood is focusing on LGBTQIA older adults living on a low income because of the city's history, current population, and data that shows that LGBT older adults are less financially secure than their non-LGBT peers due to experiencing lifelong disparities and barriers to accessing programs that support aging adults. What crap? That's not how it works. You do not look at group statistics to justify your prejudice. The idea that as a group, the LGBTQIA people, blah, blah, blah. If that is indeed the case, opening the program to everyone based only on a specific income criterion will bear that out as the truth when only the LGBTQIA people qualify. If what the city of West Hollywood is saying is true, there would be no need for discrimination. Just last year, Oakland, California, launched a guaranteed income program that excluded whites. Illegal aliens qualified, which is probably the case in West Hollywood, but not white people, no matter how poor or destitute. Marin County, California, also launched a program that excluded white people. "We just want to get married." Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.